A few months ago, I remember some of you wearing a yellow t-shirt. On the front of the t-shirt, all it says is, "Got mercy?" question mark. And on the back of the t-shirt, it lists all of the outreach ministries here at St. Francis of Assisi Parish. For example, on the back of the t-shirt, there's the Sunday lunch program. You know about the Sunday lunch program, don't you? Every Sunday at noon downstairs in McCarthy Hall, we serve a free hot lunch to anyone in town who wants to eat. All the six Catholic parishes in Rochester take turns at cooking, preparing, and serving this Sunday lunch. On the back of the t-shirt, we have the resource room. You know about our resource room, don't you, over at the St. Francis Parish Center down in the basement? You should be here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's a frenzy of activity as people come to our doors for pillows and sheets and towels and soap and shampoo and toothpaste and dishes and diapers. And, oh, there's all kinds of things for them in the resource room. You've heard about the excellent work of the St. Vincent de Paul Society and the emergency relief that they're able to provide for so many people in Rochester. On the back of the t-shirt, there's Channel 1. You know about the Channel 1 food barrel at the entrance of the church in the narthex. It's inspiring to see that blue barrel so full these past few weeks. The angel Advent tree is on the back of the t-shirt, and that Advent angel tree is already in the narthex with ornaments that you can take with you and buy something for our brothers and sisters most in need at Christmas. There are other works of mercy listed on the t-shirt as well. At the bottom of the t-shirt, it says, "Sponsored by the Faith Justice Committee and powered by the Eucharist." It's a really cool t-shirt. Given supernatural strength in the Most Holy Eucharist, these are just a few of the many ways here at St. Francis that we practice the corporal works of mercy. The corporal works of mercy. Our Lord gives us the list in today's gospel from St. Matthew chapter 25. Everyone should have them memorized, right? The seven corporal works of mercy: to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the imprisoned, to visit the sick, and to bury the dead. Those are our seven corporal works of mercy. Everyone should have them memorized. And of course, not just memorized, but living them in our day-to-day life. The corporal works of mercy are what Christ the King expects from us, his subjects in the royal court. If we do not practice the corporal works of mercy, the King says it's not going to be pleasant. He says to those on his left, "Out of my sight, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." If we don't practice the corporal works of mercy, it's not going to be pleasant. In his official message inaugurating the very first World Day of the Poor last Sunday, Pope Francis says that the most outstanding example is our patron, St. Francis of Assisi, who was not satisfied to embrace lepers or give them alms, but he chose to stay with them. That's what Pope Francis has been saying. We have to accompany everyone on their journey to heaven. Not just hand out alms, but like St. Francis, to stay with them. And isn't this what Christ the King does for us? That Jesus became a man and lived with us for 33 years in order to lift us out of our poverty to the glory of his heavenly kingdom. But one thing that I have noticed over the years is that while most of us are very good at practicing the corporal works of mercy, we often forget about the spiritual works of mercy. Do you remember the seven spiritual works of mercy? I'm sure most of you could have named off from memory the seven corporal works of mercy. But can you also name off from memory the seven spiritual works of mercy, which we should also have memorized? Here they are. Instruct the ignorant. Counsel the doubtful. Admonish the sinner. Bear wrongs patiently. Forgive all injuries, comfort the sorrowful, and pray for the living and the dead. Those are the seven spiritual works of mercy. One person came up to me after the last Mass and says, "I haven't heard about those since high school." The seven spiritual works of mercy must also be memorized and lived in our daily life. These seven spiritual works of mercy are also in the gospel, but they're not in one neat listing like they are with the corporal works of mercy in today's gospel from Matthew 25. Yet our Lord also commanded us to practice the spiritual works of mercy, because we don't just have a body. We also have a soul. Our Lord fed the hungry crowd, but he also knew how to feed their souls. Our Lord healed the bodies of the sick from various diseases, but if you notice, he also healed their souls from sin. I think one of the greatest examples of how to practice both the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy is St. Peter Claver. Do you know about St. Peter Claver, San Pedro Claver? He's from Spain. He was a Jesuit missionary priest who came to the New World, to Colombia in South America at the very beginning of the 1600s. And at the beginning of the 1600s, thousands upon thousands of Africans were being brought as slaves to Cartagena in Colombia. And Father Peter Claver said, "We must speak to them with our hands before we speak to them with our lips." And so St. Peter Claver boarded the filthy stench of the ship that didn't have bathrooms, and he boarded it with great love, bearing baskets of oranges and lemons and bananas and these wonderful sweet biscuits. And he gave them their cloaks because they had no clothing. And he started to wash their faces with wine. And he had simple medicines that he gave them for healing. And for those who were half dead, he brought them back to life with various aromatics, so an aromatherapy. And for those who had died on the journey to Colombia, which was at least a third of those on the ship, he reverently buried. He attended to all of their corporal needs with joy and love, but it didn't stop there. He said, "We must speak to them with our hands before we speak to them with our lips." And so he started to draw pictures of Jesus on the cross. Just simple pictures of Jesus on the cross. And he would say, "This is how much God loves you." And he would show them a picture of Jesus on the cross. And then he would teach them to make the sign of the cross. And he would teach them about our one God in three persons, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then he would teach them a simple prayer. He taught them, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I am sorry for having offended you. I love you much, much, much. That was the prayer he taught them. Jesus Christ, Son of God, I'm so sorry for offending you. Te amo mucho, mucho, mucho. I love you much, much, much. You see, St. Peter Claver spoke to them of heaven and an everlasting world without death or sorrow or pain or tears. He taught them that they could be free of their slavery to sin forever. He gave them hope. It is reported that St. Peter Claver was able to open the kingdom of heaven to over 300,000 Africans. 300,000. How? By baptizing them. By baptizing them and making them children of God. 300,000. You see what a great example St. Peter Claver is of someone who knows how to practice both the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. He knew that the slaves had a body and a soul, and he was attentive to both. He knew that just taking care of their bodies would not save them. After practicing the corporal works of mercy, he introduced them to Jesus. You see, after practicing the corporal works of mercy, there has to come a time when we introduce everyone to the King. We want everybody to know and love and serve Jesus Christ, the King. We want everyone to believe in Jesus so they can be saved. We want everyone to worship Christ the King. If we don't do it willingly, it will be forced upon us. The preface for today's Mass says, and making all created things subject to his rule, and that includes us. The second reading said that Christ the King will destroy every sovereignty, every authority, and every power so that everything will be subjected to him. Oh yes, it will happen someday. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend. In heaven, on earth, and even under the earth. And every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord and King. Amen.